This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, I'm Neil. What's that smell?
Rob 自己做的饭。
Rob makes food?
He does, but it doesn't taste very nice.
Right, so why do you eat it? And why do you have to make the studio stink of it?
Well, I don't want to offend him. 他总是带一些他自己做的饭给我，还让我给他一些诚实的反馈。我通常给他的反馈大多是 It's interesting, unique, special.
Oh, Feifei, you need to keep a lid on it.
Well, if you think that will stop the smell, I will.
That's not what I meant, although it is a good idea. If you keep the lid on something, it means you keep it under control to stop the situation getting worse.
Okay, Neil.
Here are some examples of this phrase in action.
I couldn't keep a lid on my feelings about the rota, so I shouted at the boss.
With rising food prices, it's hard to keep a lid on how much I spend at the supermarket.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语。刚刚我们一起学习的短语是 to keep a lid on something. 它的意思是管理好局势以防失控。But this isn't the only meaning, is it?
No. If you keep a lid on something, it can also mean you keep something a secret, like this.
I've heard that Daisy is expecting a baby.But keep a lid on it until it's official.
Okay, Neil, you're telling me to keep a lid on things by telling Rob to stop giving me his homemade food.
Yes, unless his cooking is amazing.
It's not.
Right, well, tell him you're on a diet or you've become vegan. That should stop him. And I'll keep your little lie a secret.
You mean you'll keep a lid on it?
Exactly.But in the meantime, could you actually keep a lid on that box of food, please? It stinks.
Okay, right. I'm off to speak to Rob. Bye.
Remember to be firm and say what you mean. Oh, hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Neil. Feifei doesn't seem to want this delicious food I made. Would you like it?
Go on, then. Looks lovely. Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.